Siegel of NPR News. All of this great radio is community funded, so please be part of this by spending some of your financial resources to support it. Help ensure that All Things Considered will continue to be here for you.
Call 1-800-476-8440 or go online to ideastations.org/membership. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his weekly analysis of the Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Tim Kaine and George Allen squared off in debate in Fairfax yesterday and pretty much pounded away on their familiar themes, but no matter what the questions were, the answers seemed to always come back to taxes, the economy, jobs, and so forth.
This time, Mitt Romney's 47% remark seemed to generate some conversation. And one wonders if the Democratic nominee, Mr. Kaine, didn't expose himself somewhat, at least to a new line of attack from Governor Allen, in response to a question from the moderator, David Gregory. Governor Kaine said that he would be willing to consider some type of a mandatory federal income tax for all Americans. Now, Allen didn't jump on this immediately, but he did so afterwards, even pegged an online fundraising appeal to this. One wonders if this is an opportunity for Allen at a minimum to further energize his base, where he's been having some difficulty. For example, yesterday, Tea Partier Jamie Ratke, his opponent from the Republican primary, endorsed Allen, saying that there were certain conditions for that endorsement. But conversely, one wonders, does this also potentially reinforce the Allen image, you know, as the doctrinaire partisan averse to compromise? And certainly that's what the Kaine campaign hopes.
New polls came out this week showing that President Obama and Democrat Kaine have expanded their leads in battleground Virginia.
Well, for the first time, Kaine is actually ahead, and it's a somewhat comfortable lead. These polls by the Washington Post, Quinnipiac University, the New York Times, and CBS News show Kaine ahead of Allen 7 percentage points, 8 percentage points. The president's lead in the Quinnipiac poll is 4%. He has been out front before, only to slide back somewhat. And the Post has the president leading Romney in Virginia by 8 percentage points. Now, in both of these polls, there's a clear and obvious gender gap. There are significantly more women supporting the Democrats than the Republicans. That is really giving the president and Governor Kaine a real lift. And the Post makes an interesting point about just how pronounced this gender gap is. In Virginia, it's twice the size what it is nationally. In the case of the president's lead among women in Virginia, it's 19 percentage points over the Republican nominee, Mr. Romney. The Republicans dismiss a lot of these findings, particularly in the Senate race. Their complaint is that Democrats have been oversampled. Governor Allen made this point in the debate yesterday. One Republican said these polls don't even pass a laugh test.
President Obama will be in Virginia again today, campaigning in, well, the battleground county of Prince William, in a battleground state, changing demographics in that part of the state.
Yes, my colleague Andrew Kaine had a very interesting and helpful snapshot of Prince William as a bellwether in Virginia, the battleground state. Prince William, of course, is where the president opened his Virginia campaign and closed it in 08. Vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan, the Republican vice presidential nominee, spent 2 days here. Newport News, Danville, where it stops. By the way, the president's going to be in Virginia Beach next week. And again, thanks to Andrew Kaine, who's keeping count of such things, since January, the candidates and their spouses have visited Virginia 33 times.
Last Friday, you talked about the Board of Health of the Commonwealth getting ready that day to vote again on abortion clinic regulations that had been mandated, and it became controversial with the Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli refusing to certify what the board had previously done. Later that day, they in fact did act and apparently went along with what Cuccinelli wanted.
Yes, the Attorney General apparently threatened the board. He said that if it didn't approve these building regulations, building and construction regulations, the members of the board might be in legal jeopardy, that he might not defend them, that he might not even approve private lawyers for them. And he cited an element of Virginia law that allows the Attorney General to prohibit an okay for outside counsel if an appointee or an employee is seen as acting beyond his authority or not doing what he or she is required by law. And sure enough, 13-2, those controversial regulations were adopted. Of course, abortion rights supporters make the point that these standards could put clinics out of business.
Mm-hmm. We have less than a minute. A congressional candidate is facing legal ethics charges, according to today's news.
Yes, Jim Nolan, my colleague at the Times-Dispatch, reporting on an ethics complaint against Wayne Powell, the Democratic nominee taking on House Majority Leader Eric Cantor in Virginia 7. It stems from an injury suit against Pat Robertson's CBN television operation, and whether Powell was upfront and honest about his role in a related case. By the way, there are about 4,000 complaints filed against lawyers every year, or more recently, by according to the Bar Association, the State Bar, only about 883 were actually deemed meritorious, subject to further review. By the way, Eric Cantor has had his own ethics issue, the Powell people pointing out a loophole on these new standards, rules, if you will, on the buying and selling of stock. The Democrats claim that this loophole helped Cantor's wife, Diana, and her investment business.
All right, time's gone for today. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. You're listening to Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio. Here again is Catherine Godin.
Just want to give you an update. We are looking to keep up the momentum of the campaign. Today we've gotten off to a great start the last couple days with the amazing raise. And we are hoping to get 25 calls this hour. We've already heard from 16 people, so we're well on our way. We are going to be out of Morning Edition at 9 o'clock. So if you're a big news fan, this is a good time to call, because when you call, you know, you can always, you know, sort of let us know what your favorite programming is. It does tend to seem like a vote of, you know, sort of a vote for that program when you call during that program. But let us know what programs you like. We love to hear from you. It's twice a year we connect with you to make it easy for you to become a member and invest in the station, but also it's a good time to connect with our audience as well. We've heard from Peter in Hopewell, Eileen in Richmond, and Bob Mattel, who is on our Science Matters leadership team, called in. That is a wonderful effort to raise awareness about science, use the power of our media to get kids interested in science and connect kids and parents with science going on in our community. Wayne and his staff do a lot of science reporting locally as a result of that effort as well. So really that's what it's all about here at the Community Ideas Stations, when we can, using the power of our media to make the community better. We do that in the area of news, arts, history, children's education, and science. And if you appreciate that, if you appreciate the great programming, both nationally and locally, we hope that you will become a member at 1-800-476-8440. It's a wonderful sort of local, national sort of partnership. We program things locally. If you've noticed around the country, public radio stations look a little different depending on what community they're in, and that's because they have local governing boards. They're local people that that program based on the needs of the community, and we do our best to do that here. And if you appreciate that, a lot of folks are news folks, but a lot of people appreciate all the programming, the music, the classical music, the jazz, all the different kinds of music you get, the different, the really eclectic programming on the weekends. Anyway, if you appreciate that, give us a call and become a member now.
The broadcast of Morning Edition is made possible by VCU Medical Center, proud sponsor of Science Matters. Join it for a seminar about the latest treatment options available for prostate cancer. September 25th at Lewis Ginter. Register at 828-0123, vcuhealth.org. Every day, a new discovery. And Capital One Bank, whose local commercial bankers strive to get the job done for your Virginia business. Capital One banker Van Nick can be reached at 804-588-2337.